Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Well, it has become increasingly evident that some quote-unquote conservatives are ignoring President Reagan's three-legged stool and pushing social conservatives out the door. As Reagan said, and we all know, a three-legged stool cannot stand if one leg is missing. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, has just pushed a pro-family group and a Christian reporter out the door. CPAC's annual convention is February 21st through the 24th. The organizers had approved the application of mass resistance to have a display table, but rescinded that offer 10 days later. Now, they will not extend media credentials to Cliff Kincaid with America's Survival. Cliff is my guest today. Thanks, Cliff, for being with us.
Great to be with you.
So, what is the mission of America's Survival? Kind of self-explanatory, but I thought I'd let you explain it.
Yeah, we set it up 20 years ago to focus in on foreign affairs primarily, but we've also looked at many social and economic issues. And yeah, as the name implies, we're trying to save our country.
Yeah, and it's definitely on the verge of not being able to be saved, to be salvaged. And so just what is CPAC? They have an annual conference. What is their goal supposed to be?
Well, as the name implies, CPAC is supposed to be a gathering of conservatives, but as I point out in my column up at usasurvival.org, it's increasingly been letting in libertarians, leftists, even a pro-Russian foreign politician. The niece of Marine Le Pen in France is coming this year.
You're kidding.
No?
And I believe Gary Johnson. Isn't it Gary Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's another one. He's been going for a while. He's a libertarian and a pothead.
And a pothead. Okay.
Yeah.
I also understand that they've also invited or allowed table displays of groups that want to legalize pot across the country.
They want to do that. Now, officially, CPAC is just having a debate on it.
Okay.
But they got somebody from the Colorado Cannabis Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
Who's there to promote legal dope. And down the road, as we pointed out at our conference in Washington last November, they want to legalize LSD and other mind-altering drugs. Colorado's become even more of a mess because of the legalization of dope out there. People are killing other people high on so-called marijuana edibles. Jumping off of ledges, more traffic fatalities, of course, young people who smoke it are destroying their brain cells. It's just unbelievable. Now that's part of CPAC.
Wow. Now, when you say they have a debate, so if they have a debate over the issue, so are there also tables explaining these or revealing these dangers?
Well, maybe. I don't know that they have any tables this year. They may. Mm-hmm. I know in the past, the Soros-funded Drug Policy Alliance has been at CPAC promoting legal dope, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're back again.
Oh, my goodness. That's just very concerning. Has this always, or has it just been a recent development that they've begun to lean to the left?
No, it's been going on for several years.
Okay.
Like I say, the Soros-funded group was there.
Mm-hmm.
One year, the Conservative Conference even had the ACLU. And of course now, while banning mass resistance, they've got the log cabin Republicans.
Right.
These guys appear on gay pride floats, holding obscene signs with messages I'm not going to repeat here.
Yeah, it was just totally crazy. And I know that Peter has a picture of up on his website there at Americans for Truth. But mass resistance has been very, very, strongly opposing the homosexual and transgender issue. And apparently that is the reason that they were dropped after 10 days of being approved for having a table. And I know that you interviewed Brian Kammacher, and I watched that. It was a very, very good interview, and you have it up on YouTube. And he gave us some background. But recently, you know, we have this situation where we have mass resistance being, their invitation being rescinded, their approval being rescinded, and we have the Log Cabin Republican, which very much is anti-family. When you go to their website and find out all that they approve such as same-sex marriage and homosexuals and transgenders in the military, and an expanded definition of family, as well as they support INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And when the Republicans came out with their 2016 platform, the party platform, which was very, very pro-family, the Log Cabin Republicans actually purchased an ad in USA Today that called the writers of that platform morons and several other choice words.
Yeah.
So I can't see why the Republican Party as a whole doesn't just kick them out and say you're no.
Well, part of the problem, Diane, is that President Trump is very supportive of them.
Well,
President Trump sent a letter praising the Log Cabin Republicans on their recent anniversary. You know, and he's sort of been flip-flopping on this whole gay rights issue. He's been doing some good things, but then he does something like this. He's backed down because the courts have gone against him on eliminating or removing the transgenders from the military. He seems to have deferred to the liberal courts on that one. As I talk about in my interview with Brian Kammacher, it's a mixed bag.
Definitely. Yeah, I know that he actually has the guy who, against President Trump's directives not to have any government departments commemorate or celebrate so-called Gay Pride Month last June, yet there was this guy, and I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, in the Department of Defense who went ahead and celebrated Gay Pride Month. But yet this same guy is the one who is, with the blessing of General Mattis, he is heading up the so-called study on transgenders in the military. We can pretty much predict how it's going
to
turn out.
See, people, pro-family people, are going to have to make up their minds and eventually put the pressure on the Trump administration to do the right thing in all these areas. They can't have it both ways.
Right. I totally agree. You know, we keep, you know, patting ourselves on the back that we don't have Hillary in the White House. But again, as you're pointing out, President Trump has done a lot of good things on this issue and other issues also. But he is definitely waffling and kind of wishy-washy on, which he pretty much during the campaign, it was pretty evident that he was going to be wishy-washy on the homosexual issue. So it's very...
Well, you know, he was wishy-washy on CPAC back in 2016. He didn't appear, even though he had been invited, because many conservatives were suspicious of him.
Oh.
Now, it turned out, as I point out in my column, Trump had given tens of thousands of dollars to the American Conservative Union, the sponsor of CPAC. Apparently, he thought that would get him in.
Okay.
But people, conservatives were suspicious of him, and they still are, but this time he's going. And so, you know, I think he'll get a good reception because he is rolling back a lot of Obama's agenda.
Right.
But he's got to do more on the gay rights front.
Right,
Then also, you know, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is doing a good job of rolling back Obama's pro-drug policies and getting the federal government back in the business of enforcing anti-drug laws across the states. Not that he's going to... roll over all of these state initiatives to legalize dope, but he's got to move more quickly on that too, because again, the legal dope, especially in Colorado, is ruining a lot of lives.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Here in Pennsylvania, we have medicinal marijuana they're just now getting the clinics or whatever they're calling them open. The past few weeks that began, but I know there's a state senator over in Philadelphia area that wants to get recreational marijuana. And that's, to me, that was his whole intent to begin with. But as you're saying, it does have detrimental effects on the lives of young people and anyone else who uses it, as well as those who are impacted if they get, you know, in an accident with someone who's high up on the marijuana. You know, we're talking about, you know, that they're probably going to have a large turnout at CPAC, and the tickets sure aren't cheap. They are $300, and that's just for the general tickets. If you want to attend the Ronald Reagan dinner, that's $250 extra, and there's a whole lot of other things going on. But it's not a cheap.
No, and I had every right to go as a journalist because I operate America Survival TV. We're in 60 countries through YouTube and Roku.
Wow.
But they denied my press credentials.
Did they do that right off the bat, or did they say, yes, you can, and then they changed their mind?
No, they took a couple days and then said, sorry about that, apply next year. Or they said you can apply to go and sign up or register just as an individual, which I did. Just this afternoon, I decided to go on Friday. I paid $150, but I'm going to meet Pete LaBarbera there, and we're going to try to get
Pete's
some interviews on this topic and try to talk to some of the CPAC participants about what's going on with this outfit.
Oh, that's fantastic that there's going to be some folks on the inside to expose this, because so many people don't understand what's going on. And you look at the Board of Advisors for their the American Conservative Union, which is the head organization that CPAC is under. And the Board of Advisors, I mean, there's still a lot of conservatives on that board, not Board of Directors. Morton Blackwell's on that board.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering whether they know what's going on with CPAC, or whether this is something that's, you know, that they don't see or don't know.
Well, I don't know. Somebody on that board, he ought to speak out and blow the whistle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would hope that they would, for sure. So they told you that they would not give you a press pass. You know, come on as an individual, that's perfectly okay. Now, are they
It's not okay because I'm out $150.
Yeah, that's true.
True. And you can bet, Diane, they're giving press passes to all the liberal left media.
And
other conservative media, which is the way it should be. They ought to give out press passes to whoever who's legitimate who wants one.
Yeah.
And I am a legitimate journalist. I've been one for 40 years.
Yeah. Do you think they will allow you to... Are they going to be upset with you if you interview and videotape and such as that, as you question folks?
Well, give me a call next week,
okay.
And I'll tell you whether or not they kick me out.
If we have to bail you out of jail or something or whatever.
I don't think that'll happen, but I'm not going to go quietly.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't, because, conservatives need to be reminded what Ronald Reagan's three-legged stool was, and that was, you know, he brought together conservatives, fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, and those who were for national defense and such as that. He brought those three groups of conservatives together to create what he called the three-legged stool. And CPAC is ignoring the third leg, and that stool, Ronald Reagan's stool, will not be able to stand if CPAC continues on this course. It just won't work. And it's concerning that President Trump is wishy-washy on this issue. But it's even more conservative that a group called Conservative Political Action Conference is willing to ban a pro-family organization like Mass Resistance and a Christian Reporter.
No, it's a joke. You know, look, if the gays want to have their own conference, and they have their own conferences,
absolutely.
You know, go ahead and go to those.
Yep.
If the libertarians want to have their own conferences, and they do, go to those. But don't take over the conservative movement, but they're doing so with the connivance of so-called conservative leaders in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
who I suggest and I say directly are members of the swamp.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. Now, as you mentioned, homosexuals also have their conferences and such, but Law Cabinet Republicans is insistent that they're Republicans and that they are part of the party.
In a way they are
because of CPAC and
because of Trump.
Right.
Trump is bringing them in.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big mistake because sooner or later the pro-family conservatives who are supporting Trump in other areas are going to say, what's going on here?
Exactly. Yeah. What do you think, what's the ultimate goal of Law Cabinet Republicans? Is it to be a Republican or is it to be a homosexual pushing
their
agenda?
Well, you know, to be a homosexual because... They certainly aren't conservatives.
I
think there's no such thing as a gay conservative.
Yeah.
It just doesn't exist.
Right.
And some of them say, well, I want lower taxes. In other words, they're part of the one leg of the Reagan stool,
that is
fiscal responsibility.
Right.
And maybe in foreign affairs, some of them could say, well, I'm very hardline and anti-communist and anti-Russia.
But yet they're for homosexuals and transgenders in the military.
And that is complete undermining of the other leg of the stool,
right.
Which was social and moral.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I believe their intent is to homosexualize the Republican Party so that they
more than
conquered.
That, Diane, they want to homosexualize the whole country.
Well, that's true, but I think they see the Republican Party right now as being a stumbling block, and they're intent on destroying that stumbling block by homosexualizing the leadership, at least within the Republican Party, in an effort to normalize homosexuality and transgenderism so that Republicans are more okay with the idea of so-called same-sex marriage and okay with transgenders in the military and such as that. It's very disturbing.
No, it is. And you know, this CPAC thing, it's such a shame because I've been going to the thing for almost 40 years. Mm-hmm. I went to CPAC under President Reagan. I listened to Reagan give CPAC speeches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to see it deteriorate is pathetic.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's degeneracy.
Is this the first time you've ever been turned down your media credentials?
I don't know that I've actually applied in the past for media credentials. No. I did under Accuracy and Media in years past.
Okay.
And then a couple of years ago, my own group, America Survival, mm-hmm. we actually had an exhibit there. But, you know, this time I think they denied me credentials. Press credentials because they got wind of that interview I did with Brian Kamenker, and they said,
"This
guy's, you know, the skunk at the garden party."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we need more skunks at the garden party who are exposing them.
And, well, I can certainly cause a stink.
Yeah. So, but with their refusal of giving you media credentials and the refusal of allowing mass resistance to even have a table up there.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even have to be beside log cabin Republicans. But you know, what is CPAC afraid of? And what is their goal in leaning and moving more to the left? What do you think their reason for that is?
Well, some of them, you know, one theory is that they're trying to appeal to these millennials who mm-hmm. really don't care about sexual immorality.
Right.
And who want to smoke dope.
Mm-hmm.
But I think another factor is that CPAC's probably trying to get some money. Some big money from some of the Koch brothers who are libertarian.
Oh, okay.
And this big GOP hedge fund billionaire, Paul Singer, whose own son is gay and who's been financing the gay rights movement. And, I mean, they got millions and millions of dollars. And then plus, the Koch brothers are very libertarian on drugs. They they want to let these experiments with legal drugs go forward in the western states in the name of quote, states' rights.
Yeah.
When in fact, federal anti-drug laws are still on the books.
That's why
Obama's policy was so illegal because he let states violate federal law.
That's just another example of him allowing states to do something that's against the law, such as with sanctuary cities and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So it's greed. Basically, it's greed on the part of.
Well, I think that's a big. Let me tell you another aspect I discuss in my column at USASurvival.org, and that is that Matt Schlapp, the head of the ACU, the American Conservative Union, the sponsor of CPAC. Founded a lobbying firm. He and his wife, Mercedes Schlapp, who, by the way, works for the Trump White House.
Oh, really?
Founded a lobbying firm called Cove Strategies. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that they are maneuvering in this way to get more business for their firm. I can't prove that.
Right.
But I don't rule it out.
It does make you makes one highly suspicious for sure. For sure. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. So, well, we have to be, as conservatives, we have to be more boisterous, I guess, and re-educate people on Reagan's three-legged stool and the necessity for the conservative movement to maintain those three legs in order to be successful. I mean, there's no other way it can happen. How can folks best contact you? Through your website?
Yeah, I'll give you my personal email. It's Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-I-D, at comcast.net. Don't hesitate to contact me directly, but at usasurvival.org, scroll down on the right, and you can sign up for our free newsletter.
Okay, fantastic. So Kincaid, K-I-N-K-A-I-D, at comcast.net would be your email.
No, K-I-N-C-A-I-D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I misspelled your name. It's K-I-N-C-A-I-D.
Right.
At
Comcast. We're all Kincaids from Scotland.
Okay, from Scotland. And the website is usasurvival.org. And I do encourage your folks to do this. And also, you can contact Dan Schneider, who is the executive director of American Conservative Union, and express your concerns. His number is 202-347-9388. And remind him of President Reagan's three-legged stool.
Yeah, so, I'm sure he'll love to hear from you.
Oh, I hope so. Again, that's number 202-347-9388. Hey, we just want be a little burr under his saddle. That's fine.
Yeah,
hey,
that's right.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much, Cliff, for being with us, and have a good time there at CPAC.
All right. Give me a call next week.
I will do that. Hey, you take care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.